I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that one in every 59 children in the United States has been identified with Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD. To talk about ASD in the adolescent years is Dr. Laura Carpenter. She's a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, does Autism Spectrum Disorder present new symptoms or new issues or challenges during the teenage years?
Many of my patients actually do better in some ways during the teen years. It can be a time for improvements in attention and behavior and for increased independence. And in most cases, social skills will continue to improve throughout adolescence. However, the teen years are also a time of incredibly rapid development for all kids. There are some unique risks for teens. We do see an uptick in seizures in vulnerable youth with ASD. And also anxiety and depression are really significant concerns. And unfortunately, people with autism don't always recognize their own internal states, and they may have trouble communicating. So I think it's just really important to be aware that anxiety and depression can be part of the larger picture for all kids with autism, and those symptoms really need to be treated.
Is a pediatrician a good place to start?
Absolutely. I think it's always the best place to start talking to your pediatrician and find out where to go from there.
What can you tell us about friendship skills for teens with autism?
It's really a myth that people with autism aren't interested in relationships. Many of my patients desperately want friendships or romantic relationships, but they really struggle with navigating the subtleties of making and keeping those relationships. But this core interest in developing relationships can be key in motivating teens to make changes. So it's really important that we have evidence-based social skills interventions and therapies available to these kids, because improvements during the teen years are critical for laying the framework for future adult relationships.
What's the best approach for sexual education for teenagers with autism?
Just like in typically developing kids, the best time to talk about puberty is before it happens. So that means starting as young as 8, especially for girls. I think what's unique to youth on the spectrum is the need to be really explicit in sensitive areas and to have more one-on-one education. So our teens with autism might have difficulty learning in a group situation, and they might also have difficulty bridging the gap between what's learned in a book or learned in a class to their own lives and their own bodies. So they might need help from their parents translating what sexual education means for them personally, so that parents with kids with autism really need to be sort of heroic and brave in having particularly frank discussions with their kids.
You're the principal investigator for MUSC's participation in a large national research study that's related to autism. Tell us about that study.
So this is a really exciting study. It's called Spark for Autism, and it's being funded by the Simons Foundation, which is a private philanthropic foundation. And the goal of SPARC is to create a genetic database of people with autism and their family members to try to answer some of these deep questions about what causes autism and how to best treat it. More than 30,000 people from across the country have participated in SPARC, and that includes more than 1,000 from right here in South Carolina. And if you Google SPARC Autism MUSC, you can find more information about that.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing this information about autism during the adolescent years.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.